This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I took lessons. I want to be an educated idiot. Seriously. Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Happy after turkey. Do we have an after turkey day? Happy after turkey day. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch. You can watch and listen. And I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there on the website. You know, seriously. So I am very happy. You know, I saw a note go by. I haven't checked it out yet, so I don't know how true it is. That people are in an uproar that President-elect Trump is actually getting security briefings. You know, I mean, seriously. President-elect Obama got them. Matter of fact, President-elect Obama was invited in to the cabinet meetings that President Bush had so he could hit the ground running. But if you recall, he said, no, I don't need to be involved in those. Because, you know, he knew more than everybody else. Right? Anyway, I'm always appreciative of the time you spent with me on here, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. All right, let's hit some of these stories in this last hour. We're going to do smorgasbord of stuff. Okay? And we just want to, you know, I love this stuff. Some of the stuff you guys throw at me, I get the biggest kick out of it because it's kind of useless. Right? Also, our hearts and prayers go out to the families that have lost, we've had, what, 5 police officers shot in the last couple of weeks? It's craziness. And where's the outcry from the left? Where are you? Recently, you know, the outpour, we're with a group called Liberty Alliance, and Liberty Alliance is made up of a multitude, not a couple, but a multitude. I mean, I think close to 50 different websites. Guys like Rick Green and Brad Stein, Dr. Gina Loudon, we're all together with one group. And the group has been targeted by the left as a fake news, fake news website or fake news group, if you would. Because they don't like what we have to say, so it's got to be fake. See, if it doesn't fall in line with what they believe to be truth, it has to be fake. You know, damn the facts. They don't really mean anything. So we're finding out now that the fake news isn't just a right-wing issue, huh? Now, mainstream media is not entirely innocent of the propaganda. Now, we on the right have known that for a long time. We called Obamacare. We talked about how Obamacare wasn't going to work and the problems it was going to run into, right? And now you're seeing that happen. You're seeing exactly what we said come to fruition, and you're also seeing what we said as far as the left wanting a single-payer system, wanting to take it away from open enterprise. You're seeing that happen as well, are you not? Now, following Donald Trump's upset victory earlier this month, the media has suddenly grown deeply troubled about the proliferation of fake news. All of a sudden, all the fake news they were putting out there, stuff they didn't check into, that they didn't vet, right, is fake news. It's like that picture we saw that the Huffington Post actually put out of a bunch of white people around Trump going, you know, this is not diversity. This is like, you know, is this really what Trump's going to bring to the table? Yet they forgot the picture that they posted a couple of months back of their all-white female editorial staff. Lots of diversity there, isn't it? And they were all, yeah, I'm going to say you can get mad at me, but I don't care. And they were all the pretty people, right? The young pretty girls, their hair's just right, and their face is just right, and they're hoppy, boppy, and happy, and all that. Where were the heavy girls? Where were the big girls? Where were the short girls? Where were the dark girls? Where were the, you know, really dark girls, right? You know, I didn't see any blacks, Hispanics, or anything else, and that was all white, pretty young females. Hypocrites. They're just hypocrites. They have no clue. They use words like equality, right, and fairness. They don't mean them. Not in the least. Now, on Tuesday, the Know-It-All Whiz Kids that brought readers to Gaza Bridge published. They put up a post called, "Democrats won the most votes in the election. They should act like it." A column by a Whiz Kid in chief, Ezra Klein, "More Americans voted for Hillary Clinton than for Donald Trump. More Americans voted for Democratic Senate candidates than the Republican Senate candidates. So why aren't Democrats acting like it?" Presumably, lady, because those aren't really facts. Let's start at the top. It's true that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, making Donald Trump the fifth candidate to lose the popular vote but win the White House. The fifth. But her small winning margin does not indicate much more than a close race. You heard, and you know what? We can back that up by what President Obama said. Right? It was an overwhelming victory for him, he felt, in 2012 when he got just under 5 million more votes than Romney. Which is a far cry from what other candidates have seen in the past, where there were millions and millions and millions, 10, 12 million difference in votes. But no, that's okay. Facts be damned. What we say is true. Right? So Klein well knows that presidential candidates don't campaign everywhere. They spend their time in swing states, where the margins of victory are likely to be slim. Look at Clinton. The only time Clinton ever came to California was to get money. That was it. She didn't come here for votes. She got, she won, put this number down. She won by 1.5 million votes, right? Or she won the popular vote. 3.5 million votes were cast for her in California alone. If you took California out of the mix, guess what? She would have got clobbered. California is a state unto itself. California as a whole needs psychiatric care big time. Yeah, you heard me. I live here. It needs help big time. I should have moved out when I had the chance, but anyway. So, she said her small winning margin doesn't indicate much more than a close race. Klein well knows how this works. Presidential candidates don't go everywhere. They really don't. We're going to talk about this more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. No, we're going to finish this up on the other side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you by my side. And you are by my side if you're listening. You know, again, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you hop up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. A lot's happening. Lots are happening up on the website as well. And your live Facebook feed, for those of you who are into Facebook, it's a live Facebook feed. Check it out up there as well. Lots of people commenting on Facebook. So, we're talking about the Maronis over there at, I don't know, I shouldn't say just the Huffington Post. They're all over the place. And, you know, they're pushing and screaming and talking about how fake news only happens on the right. And it doesn't only happen on the right. It happens all over the place. And the left is just as guilty of it and does it just as much as the right does. Now, the article that was written by, what's her name here? Klein, Ezra Klein. She's one of the whiz kids over there I think it's at the Huffington Post. Anyway, she goes on to talk about how Hillary won the popular vote and Democrats won the Senate and that they need to act like that. I don't really know what that means. Well, act like what? Should they just act like they're in control, in charge? Should Hillary just take the seat, go into the White House and just sit down and that's it? Right? So they spend time in the swing states. Candidates spend time in the states that they know. And here's the other thing that Ms. Klein refuses to understand. If the Democrats are so popular, why is everything so tight and so close? Why did they lose 30? Why do 35 of the governor's seats here in this country belong to Republicans? Why do 33 houses belong to Republicans in totality? I mean, 33 states are totally run by Republicans, right? So, and the amount spread in votes, 1.5 million. When you talk about 120 million plus votes cast, and you lose by 1.5 million, if you think that that's a mandate, you're out of your mind. And you don't even look at the votes that were cast for him. Hardcore, lifelong Democrats who are union members, union workers. Now, she doesn't use many facts. I think she ran out of facts early on in her argument. For example, I'm sorry, Ezra is a male. I apologize. For example, his claim that Democrat Senate candidates outpolled Republican Senate candidates. So what? It's the Senate. It's 100 separate races. Right? And, of course, it's never actually 100 separate races because the reelection calendar is staggered. This year, it was 34 races with wildly different dynamics in states with very, very different kind of populations. Neither Texas senator was up for re-election. That's 3 million GOP votes that don't factor in Klein's calculations. She doesn't pay attention to any of that. They only go for surface stuff. They don't go deep into anything. The contest to replace Barbara Boxer in California had no GOP candidate, but two Democratic candidates. That's because the idiots in California decided to have open primaries, two top vote getters. With a majority of people in California vote, the Democrat registrations outnumber the Republican registrations. So you're pretty much done at the state and federal level. Very, very, very hard to get a Republican elected at those two levels here in California. So finally, it seems that Klein also originally rested his thesis on Democrats' popular vote victory in the House races, which, as he notes in a correction, didn't actually happen. So they put out wrong news in an article, and he knew it. There's no way he didn't know these numbers. Look, I make mistakes all the time, and sometimes I question even when I write the stuff. I go, maybe I should check this deeper, and I don't. You get the gut feeling. You know when something's off or could be off. Republicans are up by about 3.6 million in total House votes, and while votes are still being counted, Democrats look unlikely to close the gap at all. Ezra Klein misapplied mathematics, and that's not surprising. They do this all the time. This being the outlet that once suggested that Boulder, Colorado had 102 toilets for every resident. And that, I don't even know what that even means. Right? I mean, really. Millions of right-wing partisans believe dumb things, that Barack Obama is Kenyan-born Muslims, for example, or that Hillary Clinton has secretly carried on for years a year-long lesbian romance with her aide, right? Remember Operation Jade Helm, and indeed, over the last year, InfoWars and the Drudge Report and Jim Hoff's Gateway pundit, they've all pulled in record amounts in traffic, according to the writer, despite untrue stories. But they act like the left has never done it. They act like the left is holier than thou. How many liberals still believe that George W. Bush stole the 2000 presidential election? Right? Jonathan Shade in New York Magazine, hardly a denizen of the fever swamps, was declaring the 2000 recount stole as recently as last month. See, they can't get over it. Right? But yet they have no problem with 108% of a precinct, and we've seen this over and over again, they have no problem with 108% of several precincts, actually, were above 100% in voting. That didn't bother them at all. It didn't bother them at all that 150-year-old, what was it, 140, 150, 160-year-olds voted in the South Carolina primary. Right? That didn't bother them at all. It didn't bother them way back when nobody, and I mean nobody, voted for Mitt Romney in several precincts in Pennsylvania and a few other places. That didn't bother them at all. They didn't question any of that. I wonder why that is. So it just goes on and on and on and on and on with all this stuff. There's a connection between the two. As elite media figures know, stories true or false, they trickle down. They implant themselves in the minds of hundreds of thousands of millions of citizens. Right? Most people are too busy to really check out fact. They get their 140 characters on their phone. They get their 140 characters on their, or they get these quick stories on their, email, in their email or coming across their phones, smartphones. And they believe it to be true. They believe the title alone to be true. I can't tell you how many people have spewed the title to some of these stories to me and kind of making up the rest of the story based on the title. Right? This Ezra person has even gone on to say that Clinton should request recounts in several states. Why? Was it that close? They think they're going to make up 500,000 votes on a recount? They're out of their minds. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side, a lot more of the tomfoolery on the other side of the break. California wants to secede. Let it go, people.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. California. If you want to listen to the show, you can head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Check it out on some of the stations. If you head over to the website again on the station list, you'll find stations near you. If not, you know what? Call them. Ask them why they're not taking the show. Ask them why they don't carry the show. And if you can't get a good answer, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Also, my new book, Rambling of a White Ring, Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible-thumping white guy, okay? I mean, check it out. If you're offended, I don't know what to tell you, but I don't attack anybody in particular. Attack ideas and things. I just give you an idea from a common sense, you know, sitting around on the porch at a coffee table and talking about some of these issues we talk about in the show in a little more detail and depth. Head over to the website. My website, you know, there's several different versions of the book. The illustrations are great illustrations of the book done by A.F. Branco. You'll see his stuff all over the internet, and I do them in color and black and white. You know, very expensive to print a book in color. No matter how small the book is, very expensive. And so if you don't want to pay the extra money, you can also get the illustrations in black and white, so two different versions of the book. And you can get a PDF off of my website. So if you're one of those e-book readers, you could do that. Or if you want to Amazon Kindle, you can get the book a million different ways. Also, I want to get down to one of our guests, David Fisher, one of our sponsors on a regular basis. He's giving away a Morgan Silver coin. All right, and that's a big deal because if you think about it, you're getting something for nothing, and it's not the government. So you give him a call 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or you can head over to their website, Landmark. Gold.com, landmarkgold.com. Simply for the fun. Now, you got to qualify. When I say qualify, you don't have to have $300 million in the bank. But you do have to have a job. You know, living in mommy's basement probably isn't the best place if you're going to call for this, you know, to try to qualify. But he's going to send you a couple of white papers. The coming bail-in, right? In the Dodd-Frank Act, they actually have a section in there that allows them to freeze your retirement funds. Yeah, go ahead. Think about that. Freeze your retirement funds so they can use them to pay down the debt. You get a credit from the government that you'll get it back as soon as they get on their feet again. And your IRA having physical metals and taking possession. You know, there's a lot of companies out there you buy gold from or silver, and they send you a certificate saying that they're holding it for you. They have it in a safe. I'd like to see the safe, thank you. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. 7311 to get your information. We're talking about California in a revolt. Well, California is revolting at times, but California in a revolt. Now they want to move to secede from the union. God bless them. Let them go. But I would say you need to fill them up with the left first. All those people that love everything that California stands for. Think about something. They're so busy passing transgender bathroom laws and all these rules and laws and what have you that benefit the LGBTQ community. Okay, and then they jump over and decide to start pounding on our freedom of speech and our Second Amendment rights. Even the guy that's going to run for governor, Gavin Newsom, who actually said, yes, the Second Amendment allows you to have guns, but there's nothing in the Second Amendment about ammunition. It's just amazing. That's like Michelle Obama when she said, you know, we should be providing free lunch to our kids, but it doesn't have to taste good. Oh, yeah, that works out well. That makes sense. No, Gavin Newsom actually believes that you don't have a right to heavy ammunition. There's one lawmaker in California who thinks you should only be allowed to buy the amount of ammunition that you're going to use at the firing range. Isn't that exciting? And so these liberals who are not happy with the outcome of the election and are pounding their feet and not really care about the constitutional election process, they were fine with it when they thought she was going to take the Electoral College. This is what I mean. They're not honest. They're disingenuous people. Now, not everybody in the left, but you know what I'm saying. Disingenuous when you play by the rules and it doesn't go your way and then you want to change it simply because you don't like it. Guess what? The people have spoken. And they have spoken in many ways. Like I said in the last segment, the Republicans were given many positions of authority. And you don't like it. Get over yourself. Anyway. So they've been throwing temper tantrums. Oh, you've seen it all over the place. Yeah, they call them protests. They're not protests. Matter of fact, a lot of those people didn't even vote, we come to find out, right? And I told you what I call them. I call them priots. Because they may have started off as a protest. They may think they're a protest. But it's a riot. And I don't mean a funny riot either. So for the past 8 years, Democrats have grown accustomed to getting everything they want that Obama has pushed and plowed their agenda through, and he has. He's given them pretty much anything they want. No, they didn't get everything, but they got most. Taking the word of the law, twisting it to mean what they want. You know, the Supreme Court stopped them on several occasions. And as Donald Trump carried the election, liberals began to realize that their days of being catered to were really becoming they're coming to an abrupt halt. Instead of making the displeasure known and then moving on and begin working with pending administration, instead of regrouping and deciding how to make it, change it next time around, no. It wasn't their fault. It was the misinformation and the lies of the right that caused people to vote the way they did. I mean, because people living in Detroit, people living in these downtrodden areas, the areas that have fallen apart that have been run by Democrats for 60-plus years, there's no truth in that. It's not the Dems' fault. Oh, so now they've decided to threaten the whole country, right, about how bad it's going to be, what's going to happen if Donald Trump becomes president. You laughed at us when people on the right said the same thing about Obama. You laughed all about it. And even though they used the same kind of proof, the same kind of facts you did, you still had nothing. You still called us all a bunch of whacks. And a lot of what we said has come true. It's all so childish. If we, one writer says, if we can't get what we want, we're leaving. Good, go. And that's exactly what the liberals of California are pushing at us, are pushing on us. In July, they threatened over 140. When over 140 entrepreneurs and executives from companies like Twitter, Google, Facebook, Slack, Snapchat, and Yelp signed an open letter condemning Trump. In July, saying he would be a disaster for innovation. Tuesday night was an unmistakable victory. Here's the thing. A disaster for innovation. A guy that understands business, a guy that would lift some of the restrictions that you at Twitter, Facebook, and other places have complained about in the past. He's going to lift those. Now, election night, was an unmistakable victory night. See, I don't totally believe it was an unmistakable victory night for Republicans. I think it was an unmistakable victory night for no more same old, same old. You think of all the seats. They run the Senate, they won the House, and they won a bunch of governor seats and a bunch of state houses. CalExit began the next day. And it's been gaining in popularity since. It began in Silicon Valley with the tech elites and has rolled through the state like a magnet. Shervin Pishaval, or Pishavar, co-founder of Hyperloop and Uber investor, tweeted on election night that if Donald Trump won, he would be announcing and funding a legitimate campaign for California to become its own nation. Now, we should let them do that. We should let them make that happen, because it can't happen. In order for a state to succeed, to leave, it's got to have approval from the other states. This is a whole big deal. It's constitutional. It's not passing a law. He continued with his brilliance, stating that if it was it was the calling for temporary withdrawal support during a dark Trump presidency. We can re-enter the union after California becomes a nation. You know, so we're going to pull out till we get what we want, and then we're going to come back in again. Babies, they're immature little brats is what they are. We need to have serious national dialogue about our culture, value, and rampant sexism, racism, and hate that the Trump campaign has exposed. So it was already here. I guess they exposed it. That's terrible, isn't it? But see, the guys in the right feel it's from the left, and the people in the left feel it's from the right. Right? The funny thing about it is that you know how many people who even live in California would say, go, see you later, have fun? People in other parts of the country say, go, see you later, have fun? California is a very diverse state. You actually have, some people say six, but there's three different states from within, three different ways of thinking from within. It's just the loons on our left are a lot louder. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. We'll finish up with this California story. Yeah, they can go. I'm good with that. We'll be right back.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Can I, a couple of nitwits?
Oh, yeah. There's a song that couldn't be made today, right? Yeah, I've never seen your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me today. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. There's a whole bunch going on up there, including buying my book. People are buying my book. You need to buy my book. If I won't, you better buy my book, yeah. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. All those things that people were afraid of. Maybe they should buy the book and find out exactly where we're coming from, right? Now, and I don't speak for all right-wing, Bible-thumping white guys. I just don't. So, again, you got to go out and check it out. You got to go out and get the book. If you buy it on my website, I actually have a better deal than anywhere else, but if you buy it on my website, I'll even sign it for you if you should want me to. But let me get back to this, because this is craziness. The state of California wants to secede. They want out. Okay? They want gone. Which I'm okay. And again, I appreciate, you guys send me stuff during the show. I appreciate what you're sending me. I appreciate the stuff. I can't get to them all. I'll try, but I can't get to them all. So, there's been a movement afoot for California to secede from the union. And some are saying we'll come back when Trump's no longer president. So you see how that works? You see how of an immature crybaby attitude that is? Can anybody catch that? So if I don't get what I want, I'm going to leave the game. But then when I start seeing the game shape up the way I want, it's like joining the winning team when it starts winning, right? You don't have any part of it when it's losing, but you'll join it when it starts winning. They're just spoiled brats. This is that group of kids that believe it's all about them, that believe that they've got the sun revolves around them. And then these people who don't do their own homework. They don't do the homework it takes to find out. See, they get this petition, they get the movement, they do all this garbage. And one has nothing to do with the other. I mean, they don't understand what it takes for a state to secede. And then, if they want to come back into the union, they don't just say, okay, we're done, now we can come back. Because, again, they have to be accepted. Now, California's been threatening to... See, the person who wrote this story... I don't even know who wrote it. Yeah, I don't know who wrote it. But the person who wrote the story hasn't really done all their homework. So they go on to say that it turns out that California has been threatening to do this for quite some time, but nobody in a real place of power paid much of attention. A more popular suggestion has been that California break up into individual states. Yes, I agree. 2 to 6, it says no. 3. It needs to break up into 3 different states. And the reason it needs to break up into 3 different states is because you have the extreme... You know, Silicon Valley and some other places in Northern California that are extreme left loon wackos. All right? You got the people in the South that are much more conservative, and the people in Central California that are, you know, they're farmers. When the representatives from the farming areas head to Sacramento, and then you get the loons up north, the farmer people, they don't stand a chance. And they're even Democrats. There are Democrats that are in line with the Republicans, but they can't make their voice known. And the reason they can't make their voice known is they're threatened with a lack of funding for running. I know this to be true. I've talked to Democrats, and they've told me point blank, they are threatened by their own... Their own, not voter base, but the upper echelon, if you would, if the managers of the party, if you would. Now, although Democrats have called Republicans un-American, racist, and homophobic for marching on the National Mall to protest policy differences, California seceding is just the most patriotic thing we can do, they said. So here they're protesting, right? They're pushing back, and they're patriotic. This is just, you couldn't pay for this kind of entertainment, people. The liberals haven't actually realized it yet, but their threats are quite hollow. Right? There's a lot of facts here that they don't have a clue about. Pishavar noted that an exit of California would affect the economy. As the 6th largest economy in the world, the economic engine of a nation, provider of a large percentage of federal budget, California carries a lot of weight. He's almost right, but the truth is that California's a lot of weight. Adds a lot of weight to the budget. Yes, they do. You ready for this? First of all, we're heavy in debt. Very heavy in debt. We actually owe more money than we could take in. We are a small example of where the federal government is at. We have pensions we can't pay for. We've got taxes going through the roof. And as a whole, I want you to check this number out. Write this down. If you're driving, don't write. Just think. California makes up 16% of the nation's population, right? So think about that. 16% of the nation's population. We account for 31% of welfare, right? Of government welfare type programs. 31% of the money that you taxpayers in other states are paying for. Come back to California. Because we have to help offset the cost of the almost 25% of illegals that live in the state. So we make up 16% of the total population. 25% of the population, or close to, is here illegally. And we make up 31% of the welfare dollars being paid up. So if that doesn't infuriate you, I don't know what does. So, if you know, Jerry Brown has said, bring in your, you bring in the illegals can come here. This is a haven for the illegals, who may be the next governor, says that he's totally against guns. Okay, they spend more time legislating bathroom bills, rights for LGBTQ community, and against the gun-carrying community, and against the free speech community, and against conservatives as a whole. So as a conservative, I'm saying, let them go. You know, Martin Luther King said, let my people go. I'm saying, let those people go. If they left, they'd be taking with them the largest number of solidly leaning Democrat votes in the U.S. In fact, California has not voted Republican since 1988. Right? Which was for Ronald Reagan. So if they go, if they become their own nation, then the rest of the country becomes Republican. Conservative. The loons are gone. This guy, Pishavar, right, saying removing editorial college would be one of the changes needed. Small states with diversity shouldn't determine presidency. Can you believe that small states with little diversity shouldn't determine? Really? So the little people, those people shouldn't have a right? Shouldn't have a say? I told you. It's not equality they want. I keep telling you. It's not equality they want. It's control. Dave Morin, formerly of Facebook and co-founder of social media website Path. Mark Hermian, formerly of Google and founder of Design Inc. And Perez Hilton, a blogger, columnist, and television personality, have all joined Pishavar on Twitter supporting his position. In reality, we might all want to assist in this cause. The secession threats to California will turn out to be just another attempt to force the public to give them... given to them, like, you know, again, I've been calling it spoiled children. That's what they are, spoiled children. They need to consider the actual repercussions of their actions. They need to really take a hard look at what's going on and what that will do. And actually, not even, don't even look at it as what that would do to the rest of the country. Look at what it's going to do to you and your group. Right? This is another example. Okay, this is a microcosm of what's going on in colleges and other places. We don't get our way, we protest. We don't get our way, you know, we rip a... Look, a duly licensed, permitted group of people do a pro-life rally on campuses, and what happens? The people who don't agree with it rip up their signs and create a violent environment. That's okay, though, to the left, because they never speak out against the violence. They only speak out against the fact that they think, they believe... that the kids didn't want the pro-life signs. So it was okay for them. Right? I mean, do you see how nuts this is, guys? Do you see how stupid this is? Along this, I haven't got a whole bunch of time to pull this one off, but along the same lines, a message mocking students for grieving over Donald Trump's election victory is now being investigated as a hate crime at Edgewood College. Our little snow fluffs can't handle it. And I'm going back to blaming the parents for this. What did you raise here? A message mocking students for grieving over Donald Trump's victory. Now it has to be looked at as a hate crime. Now, according to the letter sent out by Vice President for Student Development, Tony Chambers, a student at the college, started a campaign to let students and others express their feelings about the outcome of the election. Okay? One note bearing the phrase, "Suck it up, Buttercup," was placed on the inside window of an office of a student diversity inclusion, and it elicited all kinds of outrage from traumatized students. You know what? I'm going to save this for next week. This is a good one. I really like this one. It just shows you what you've done, what you've raised, what we've come to. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Have a great weekend. I want you back here on Monday. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Go to the website, buy the book. Get it by next week, and you can sit back and enjoy. We'll catch you later on.